Tony Tracy is the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society, and he joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio theater this morning on Northland Morning. It's kind of a stretch on the face of it to think about theater and a historical society, but if you think about it a bit more, you've probably had one or two really cool experiences going to a historical society or a historic site and having costumed actors, perhaps, showing you around and giving you some inside information on a particular place or area. Tony Tracy's got a lot of exciting stuff going on. Glad we were able to grab hold of him for just a couple of minutes this morning. And one of those exciting things includes the Living History Walk. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
So, Living History Walk, where and when?
That's going to happen on September 26th of this year. We're very, very excited about it. We're hoping to make this an annual event. It's going to happen at the Greenwood Cemetery, just south of Superior on Tower Avenue. You just get on Tower and just keep going until you go over a hill, and there it is. And there's like 10,000 people buried there. It's an amazing place, and we're going to be starting it up at 2 in the afternoon, and about every 15 minutes we'll start a new tour through it. And what we've done is we've whittled down from the large amount of people there and the large amount of stories. We like to say there's a story in every plot. versus a plot of every story.
Exactly. I like
it. So we whittled it down to about 10 people. And what we'll do is the tour guide will take you around the cemetery, filling you in on the cemetery as well as other people that are buried there. And we'll come upon an actor, one of the very, very talented actors from the Twin Ports here, that we'll be grabbing the essence of that person buried there and talking to you as that person and telling you about their life, what life was like around the Twin Ports in that period. They'll be in period dress and open to your questions. And when they're done, we'll move on to the next person and work our way through the cemetery.
Now, this isn't when you first hear Living History or you hear tour and actors and cemetery, you think it's going to be, you know, kind of like the Haunted Irvin or something. But the idea is actually a fascinating and respectful look at history. And if I remember you telling me about this once before, you talked wherever possible to relatives of these notable town fathers and mothers and cleared it with them. Is that right?
Absolutely. When at all possible, we've done that and gotten their blessing to do it. And both Greenwood Cemetery and ourselves want this to be a very respectable thing and a respectful to the cemetery and to the families that have family there. So, you know, if you're looking for people to jump out from behind tombstones and blood and that kind of thing, this isn't for you. This is for the person that's really interested in history, the history of Douglas County, and history in general. This isn't something that will just appeal to just people from Superior or Douglas County, because it's a piece of who we are in the Twin Ports. And in fact, there's one where we have three people that are highlighted in here is John and Jesse MacArthur and Florence Tostevin, who were John and Jesse are married, and Florence was the sister of Jesse, and they all went over to the White City Amusement Park, which now would be down on Canal Park, down on the Point where there's just swimming and there's that kind of stuff going on there now, where there used to be an amusement park, and they all drowned when they were coming back, because they got there by boat, and their boat overturned, and looking for those people, both Duluth and Superior pulled together. And it was a massive undertaking with both communities looking for these poor kids that had their lives ended so early. And you'll be able to visit with them in this walk.
You've also got another fascinating project coming up, and I was lucky enough to be able to grab a new news team member who's actually working with this project over there with you. It's a show coming up called Hardball. Can you tell us about that briefly?
Absolutely, I'd love to. Hardball is a play written by Michael Bettencourt, Robert Ozaski, and Dean Kaner. And it's all about a Superior resident, Henry Kaner. He was known as Hank, and he was a baseball player and a very, very good pitcher, to the point of being offered a contract to play professional baseball. And this is back in the 20s, 30s era, the poster for Hardball is a newspaper clipping, and it has a picture of Hank Kaner on there, and on one side is an article about Ty Cobb. And on the other side is an article about Babe Ruth and what they were doing. But Hank was just this fabulous pitcher, and he was offered this great deal to go play professional baseball, except the fact that Hank is a part of the Jewish faith, and Saturday is the Sabbath, and which there's no working on Saturdays. So there is a little bit of a rub there, and this play is about that, and it's a fabulous story. And like I say, part one of the authors is Dean Kaner, which is a direct descendant of Hank Kaner.
Wow, that's going to be a wonderful show. And I'm guessing that we can find some additional information up on your website, Tony. Is that right?
Absolutely, you sure can at douglashistory.org. You can go on there anytime. Performances for Hardball start September 10th, which is a reception and the play. And then it'll be running the 11th through the 13th as well, and then the following weekend, the 18th through the 20th, and with matinees on the Sundays.
We'll get some information up so that folks know how to find it. Tony, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank
it's always
so
great
much,
to talk
Lisa,
with you.
Always. It's a pleasure.
Tony Tracy joined us this morning. He is the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society. He joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.